Alaska Marine Lines, one of the largest barge companies supplying Southeast, increased its general rate by 4.8% last Sunday. And freight costs will go up again next week when a fuel surcharge increase sets in. Sitka's Sampson Tug and Barge, the other half of Southeast Alaska's freight barge duopoly, mirrored Linden's rate increase. As an island community, Wrangell is super reliant on bringing in supplies on these private sector barges.
The only thing that comes by airplane is the packaged salad. Everything else is on the barge.
Jake Hale is the manager of City Market, one of two supermarkets in town. When the price of freight goes up, he says, so does the price of pretty much anything at his Wrangell grocery store.
A gallon of milk weighs 8 pounds. So if we end up paying 6 cents more a pound for freight getting up here, that's 48 cents that has to get added onto that gallon of milk.
And price hikes are coming.
We're looking at record increases. Not only are we looking at increased prices from the manufacturers and the wholesalers, the shippers, but the fuel prices are huge. And when they go up, everything goes up.
Hale says depending on the products, he's expecting 5 to 8% price increases on grocery store items this year.
Probably the highest I've seen it in my career.
Which is more than 3 decades and just shy of 3 years here in Wrangell. As a member of the industry group, the National Grocery Association, Hale says he sees rising prices as an answer to a multifaceted problem.
This is like the perfect storm.
By that, he means supply chain issues nationwide, including for basic packaging materials like aluminum or cardboard. And packaging and processing plants have experienced shutdowns due to COVID-19.
Basically, at every stop from the creation of the product to when it gets sold on the store costs more. And there's not much we can do about it.
Companies have raised wages to attract workers and truckers in a tight labor market. That cost, he says, is being passed on to the consumer as well.
Last year, I went 4 months without getting a single application.
All that is on top of increases to barge freight and fuel surcharges setting in after the new year. Wrangell's local government has been monitoring barge rates, as it's a major driver in the cost of living. A rate study commissioned by the borough found Wrangell's rates have risen at an average of 4.5% every year, so the recent general rate increase of 4.8% isn't without precedent. As for fuel costs, a spokesperson for Linden, which is AML's parent company in Seattle, says the fuel charges are tied to rising fuel prices. In fact, according to AML's fuel surcharge rate sheet published with the Wrangell Freight Rate Study, the company's fuel surcharges have been artificially low for almost 2 years, as low as 6%. Barge rates in Alaska are monitored by the Surface Transportation Board, which oversees the cost of shipping freight between communities. But the federal agency doesn't intervene in freight pricing unless there's a complaint. The state of Alaska's attorney general has, in years past, investigated the barge company's arrangement. There's always a cost of shipping added to a product, Hale adds, whether it be on a truck, a plane, or a boat.
Barging product is not perfect, but it is so much better than the alternatives I've used in the past.
It's one part of the price of living in a relatively remote part of Alaska. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.